This is the story of the fall. Manchester, England, 1976. There was a young office worker named Mark Edward Smith.
I could have been feeding someone else, but I was sure.
He typed weird stories and poems when he had a chance, and he listened to Patti Smith and the Seeds and Lou Reed and Can. He had a dream that rock and roll could be given a new brain, something raw and uncompromising and smart and strange. Mark and his friends bounced ideas off the wall. They thought they would call themselves Fly Man at the Ball.
Hello.
Then they decided just on the ball, named after the Camus book. But Mark couldn't sing a note, he didn't care how square he looked. The music was sort of punky and jazzy, and it had a bizarre lyrical vision, and Mark said the three R's were repetition, repetition, repetition. But Mark didn't get off being part of the punk scene at all. In fact, he couldn't even stand most members of the Fall. Thus began the underground legend of a strange and driven man who worked hard writing, touring, and recording, and then would fire most of his band.
Sounds like Hamlet. How are they doing over
As the years passed, the constant new members kept the Fall from sounding lame, and John Peel said they're his favorite band because they're always different but always the same. Without being in the charts much, there's still new Fall fans every day, both old and young, and they get immersed in a Fall universe and get obsessed with everything they've done. And that's been 26 years, 100 styles, and they're still going full steam ahead. No band at all has ever been quite like the Fall, except the Grateful Dead.
Remember,
and that's the story of the Fall.
Cha-cha.